Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Has it rained yet? It's amazing. Yesterday, we were getting
Hallelujah. Pummeled.
It was scary yesterday.
But that's what the rains are now. The rains are like, it doesn't rain long. I think we got, what, 30, 40 minutes of just pure hell?
Yeah, and I think it just kept moving its way north because I got it, like, once I got, I was on my way home. And I had to go, like, from my car to a place that was not far away as far as, like, where I parked to get in the door. And it looked like I went through Splash Mountain. It was ridiculous.
How fast were you moving?
Not fast enough, apparently, because the door wasn't opening either. I was like, "Guy, let me in."
It rained all day by me.
Wait, my dog, the biter,
Dre.
He doesn't go in the pool, but he plays in a water sprinkler. And when it's raining, he just goes and lays on his back in the grass, like no matter how hard it's raining. Now, once lightning hits, let me in. I'm done.
Yeah, my dog's the opposite. Sunny Bunny, she won't even go out if it's like, she's like, I'm going to get my paws damp. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So it's funny when I'm walking Scooby, if he sees a puddle, he'll walk around the puddle. He refuses to touch the water.
Hates water. The only water she'll have is the one she drinks. Everything else.
Does she have straight ears or floppy?
Floppy.
She swims then, doesn't she?
Nope.
Nope. Wow.
Nope. Wouldn't even dream of it. She wouldn't jump in. She'd be like, you guys are idiots for being in there.
Just run around outside.
I put her in the pool a couple of times, and so now anytime I'm in the pool, she like stays away from me. There's no desire of being wet.
That's the first thing Luna and Zeus do is jump in the pool.
Yep.
Dre runs around the outside, and Oreo gets wet because he runs around with Zeus and Luna, but he won't get in.
Did you guys see Udonis Haslam yesterday?
Did
Udonis Haslam was he was courtside, but he was on ESPN, and he was talking about the LeBron James frostiness with the Lakers. It's kind of a weird. I don't know what's going on there. Like it seemed everybody says he's unhappy. I did see that he dapped up everybody from the Lakers yesterday, including Pelinka. But I don't know. People are just like, I don't know if LeBron's having one of his.
Why do we think we make it like nobody knows what the situation is?
No one does.
Like and so why. We tend to do that.
He's
like,
the most famous athlete in the world.
Is the truth not? Is the truth not good enough anymore?
We don't know what the truth is, though.
Right. So let's make it up.
You can look into things. You're anti looking into things.
It's the off season, buddy.
No, I'm not anti looking into things, but I am anti jumping to conclusions about something that might not be.
Well,
accurate.
If you opt into a contract and your agent basically says this team ain't good enough in so many words, what do you make of that? Like he has
then,
no reason. He doesn't have to say that.
Then I would say this. Then why did you opt in?
$52 million.
You could have been a free agent.
I'm silly, 40 years old.
It's silly question. $52 million. Just
you don't think he could have got that?
From who? There's no cap space.
Right. Okay.
There's one team that has cap space. It's the Nets. It's not easy. It's not an easy market to go get $52 million.
And to be quite honest, I think people are making a bigger deal than it is because next year is going to be a great free agency class.
Maybe, depending on some of the extensions.
And the money's supposed to go up from the TV deal.
A little bit. It's not going to be like 2016 where like Tyler Johnson's making $50 million.
No, but the name players are going to make their money.
But Udonis Haslem was on NBA Today. I believe Sedano was guest hosting yesterday, and they talked about it a little bit. Here you go. This was on ESPN.
Should want to put yourself in a position where you can win a championship and land a plane. That is not in LA. I don't give a damn who they bring to LA. That is not a championship roster right now with the LA Lakers. If LeBron James wants to put himself in a championship situation, then there has to be another opportunity out there that he needs to look for. I do know a place where he is welcome, and he will always be welcome, just to put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
The keys under the mat?
Now, hold on. Here's why life with you is damn near impossible.
Why?
Because a year or two ago, this wouldn't even been a consideration. No chance. You said, he could come back if he apologizes. He can do this. He can. No chance. Don't want him. No, don't want him. No.
I don't sound like that.
Dude. And now all of a sudden?
I didn't say it. First of all, I didn't say anything. Udonis Haslem
said. Why are you giving me that look?
You see, interesting.
Vlad, this is why this man is.
If UD's like, saying it's okay.
This is why you're impossible. Because I always tell you this. Oh, don't worry. Times are changing, and then you'll all of a sudden love that guy again.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Time heals all wounds.
Did it. He is and still hasn't apologized.
Not to me personally. There's media there for that.
Let's so you think if he... Wait. Let me get this straight. So you're telling me if this all played out and LeBron came here, that on media day he would apologize for the last way time it ended?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that...
I'm going to tell you, hell no!
We don't know that.
Yes, I do!
We don't know that.
Why? Do you know any other two people more headstrong than LeBron and Pat Riley?
Tobes?
Yeah, but you don't count.
You're not that headstrong.
You're not as strong as that. Come
you're
on.
You're easily.
I'm not. Don't say I'm
You already changed your mind on LeBron.
No.
You remember when LeBron first left?
It's a different
no
situation.
Chance.
I felt different. See, there's eras of things. My beef was with Cleveland Cavaliers return LeBron. It was a specific era of LeBron
now
James.
He's
oh, my goodness.
I've always said that.
No,
everybody
knows
that. I've always said that.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a specific era of Team Petty.
Dude. Oh, my goodness. Can I just say you're the worst?
What?
The worst.
How am I the worst?
Oh, my goodness.
Things are thawed. What do you want me to do? I'm supposed to ignore what Udonis Haslem says?
What? I mean, there's so many players.
Hmm?
Right? What about never wanted him? How many times have you said that?
Kyle Lowry? That's my guy.
Wait, who else? Oh, what's his name from Portland? Dame. Did you go, never wanted him?
No, I said I really wanted him.
Okay, who else?
Try and keep up.
No, who else? You say never wanted him. KD?
I mean, it's just enough.
Wait, this is an oldie but goodie. Remember you wanted Bradley Beal?
I did want Bradley Beal, but he's a flirt. That's all he did. Bradley Beal just wants to be wanted. He didn't want to go anywhere. Damage was done.
Oh my God. So you don't want LeBron?
No, I'm intrigued by LeBron. I think it's a good roster with him. I think it's a great move for him. Comes to the East, Norman Powell, Tyler Hero, a couple shooters. Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware. I think it's a good fit.
Al Mackerson. Bradley Beal, the teaser horse of the NBA.
So you have LeBron play your three?
Yeah.
He can't play defense no more, man.
With a situation with Bam behind you, who's going to cover up with Ware Khalil at the rim? And then you can put Davion on in certain situations too?
I think, you know what? You're right. They would probably put Bam on the best wing player.
Yeah, like Bam's, that's how it's going to work anyway.
And
so
Bam goes to the four. Okay.
And it's not like there's a Super Bowl dominant guy that's going to take anything away from him.
Norm Powell's a good defender.
Well, he says he's going to get back to that.
Guys, he's 32.
He says he's going to get back to it.
32.
Yeah.
3 years. Give you 3 years, that's still prime.
Yeah, but you telling me he's going to be a good defender at 32.
I mean, listen, a good defender here is just better than Tyler Hero.
Also, you don't know how bad an influence James Harden was on him, you know?
They already played two seasons together.
Bad influence.
Get out of here.
Bad influence, dude.
Stop.
Sitting there, he goes, ugh, this James Harden, you don't try. He's looking around.
Yo, dude.
What?
Can I just tell you, it should be admired how you can move in and out of situations.
Thank you.
Unscathed while just saying the totally opposite thing that you said in the past.
I haven't said anything opposite.
Really?
Yeah, each season's a new season. It's a new book, it's a new dawn,
so
it's
now,
a new day.
Now we okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Team Petty really, like, when it was over, it was over. I told you, I moved on.
Now you're just lying.
I'm a changed man.
Now you're just
I'm
lying.
I'm a changed man.
Yeah.
Always have been.
When you notice, like, the best option is that guy who you said never.
He's softened. He's been softening his ice-cold demeanor to LeBron over the last couple of years. Anytime LeBron's name has been mentioned to Miami, he's always said that he's willing to let bygones be
bygones. He's shown more appreciation for it. You know, he's very complimentary to Spo.
And
he likes Bam Adebayo a lot.
And also, I think Tobin's starting to realize that Riles might have had a little part in the whole separation as well. Yeah,
not completely change history. I mean, yes, he did fly Dan Gilbert down here secretly and make Pat Riley go across the country.
But
if we're going to do the cookies thing, this is what we're going to do?
No. I'm not doing the cookies thing. What I'm talking about is I've seen over the years how you've been looking across the window yelling at Pat to try to get players and stuff like that, which is probably the same thing that LeBron was saying. You know, I need help. I need more weapons and stuff like that.
He did players, and then he anti-recruited Pau Gasol to come here. Pau Gasol was going to come here, and then he goes, like, don't go there. I'm not going to be there. And Pat Riley also pulled Shabazz Napier out of his hat. And though that he's a terrible basketball player, we had no business drafting him anyway, and the only reason we drafted him is because LeBron wanted him.
No, LeBron just said anti-recruit.
He anti-recruited. That's a known thing. Stuck you with Josh McRoberts for 4 years. You want to know the grudge? Did you see Josh McRoberts play for the Heat?
I mean, I dressed like him, so I guess.
Yes, he did.
But time heals all wounds.
You dressed like Josh McRoberts?
Oh, yeah. You never seen that?
Cute.
Wait. Question. What? How did you have that so locked and loaded?
I didn't put that up.
Why is your nails so manicured while holding yourself?
Who?
You.
That's just the view.
Just the lights.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude. My nails are manicured by my teeth.
Talk about angles.
What a great bit.
We got in trouble.
You look like you really enjoy taking these pictures,
no!
Roy.
Let me tell you something. Jackass.
In the moment there.
Jackass was standing next to me and going, no, put your hand right here.
Yeah, it was a great director.
He was directing it. So that's why it looks that way. He's like, show me the love. Show me the feeling.
Yeah. You look at Josh McRoberts there. You gotta feel. You gotta be like,
oh my God, you got pulled in a Quentin Tobentino movie, man.
Yeah. Very centered.
Oh my God. Look at that. This is crazy, dude.
Look at him.
The Unusual Suspects.
Is he still playing basketball?
No!
I don't think so.
Wait, who am I getting to mix up? Who was here? Oh, that then
Kelly Olynyk?
Olynyk.
Yeah, he's still playing.
I love their long hair. Olynyk's
still playing.
But he just showed up 1 year with this Jesus hair, and I was like, hey, dude, like the first year didn't go great. We're going with this. This is the outfit you're going with this year.
Starboard of Doom.
You know what? I think you just don't like people who grow out their hair.
Because you can't.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
Now you're claiming I can't grow hair?
That's funny. The bald guy telling the guy with hair that, you know.
Well, I admit to it, though.
You hate Max Struess's hair.
Put it this way.
No. Hold on. That's different. Max Struess.
Not the computer clothes.
Hold on. Max Struess looks like a complete bleep hole. And
right
he
now?
Knows it. That man got rich and all of a sudden was like, look at me. He's like shaking it like a peacock.
Isn't he like he's
dating? You don't think.
He looks like this.
Yeah, well, no, he doesn't. He doesn't look like Jesus. It's just like, look at me. I have bachelorettes in my
DMs. I talked to Jesus. Jesus feels offended for you comparing him to Josh McRoberts, man. He doesn't like that.
Jesus doesn't like that?
Jesus doesn't like it.
Yeah, I'm sure Jesus doesn't like
my beard. Jesus said his beard is more fuller than Josh McRoberts.
I'm sure Jesus doesn't like people cosplaying him when they're 6'10 stiffs.
I'm just saying. Jesus wasn't feeling that. Don't compare him to Josh McRoberts.
So you don't like that Udonis Haslem's out here flirting with LeBron, huh?
No.
You don't seem to be keen on it. You're so consumed with boxing.
Well, no, I think they're friends. And I think that what he was saying is accurate. And he believes that LeBron has the power to make those demands and do what he wants to do at this point in his career. So, yeah, I see exactly where he's coming from. My thing is it's funny when all your options seem to fall by the wayside, how easily you're ready to go back to an old fling.
I don't like to think of it like that.
An old fling.
I don't like to think of it like an old fling.
Wait.
He was more than a fling. You know, wait. it was you know, his most.
So you're marrying an ex-wife.
Hey, Nelly did. Nelly spun around the block, and look what he did. He got Ashanti, got married, got a pregnant, got a beautiful family. You could spin around the block.
And now they have a TV show.
And they have a reality TV show. You could spin around the block. There's nothing wrong about spinning around the block.
Just what? Admit it. That.
Admit what? What am I admitting? Seems like he needs a better option. He's got old chipmunk cheeks over there.
Who? LeBron?
Luka. Yeah.
He don't look like
chipmunk cheeks.
No.
That's the first thing we said about that picture. Time out. Looks slim.
Wait till he's not looking for his summer body.
You see,
trust me.
You see, this is what I love. Now, this is where we get
couple of weeks in Milwaukee.
I told you. This is where we get you. I told you. He's 25, 26. He just getting into his man body.
But, Tobin, this is where we get you right now, Tobin, because now I have you. Now you're making fun of Luka.
Yeah.
But if Luka and the Lakers don't work out, you're going to start.
Oh, man.
You see?
Yeah, look, he looks so happy.
Welcome to the game.
You see how quick, right?
Welcome to the game that is show pony.
You just assaulted Luka selling LeBron. Hey, LeBron, you want to play with this guy who's going to keep on gaining weight? But
can you trust? I mean, like, what is it? If LeBron really trusted Luka, do you think he would be sticking around? Because if you trusted Luka, he'd stick around.
So you saying that and saying that Luka is chunky and chubby.
Chipmunk cheeks.
You would take him in a heartbeat. But me saying something about the left tackle playing in an NBA court.
I don't like what you're doing.
Dude. Listen, I felt like old Sesame Street rhyme. One of these things is not like the other. You don't remember that?
You know what I can't wait to Leroy? You're going to fat shame someone, and they're going to do something athletically better than you, and it's going to destroy you.
No. Let me explain something to you. I have always told Tobin this, right? We look at sports, and we look at the roles that people play in sports without fully realizing how athletic they are. I used to watch dunk contests with the linemen in camp. So I'm never going to say that because of a way a person looks that he's not athletic or can't play. No, don't get that. No, I'm never going to say that. Because Jerry Ball, you remember Big Ball?
Yeah, D tackle.
You know what he would do? He put $100 on the line and dare any wide receiver, if you can get off the line of scrimmage, you can have that $100.
Wow.
And nobody did it.
Look at these two.
Because he had good feet. Look at that. What you doing, dude?
That's just a weird picture of two men.
Holding what?
Holding, giving each other a pound while Michael Jordan's insignia is right between them. Looks like they're giving each other a pound. Yeah, that's just a weird picture.
Wow. Look how happy they
are. Anyway,
Jay Fig, am I wrong?
So listen, Vlad, you're going to never hear me say that you need a certain body type to be athletic. Because I've seen it with my own eyes.
Sure.
That no, you don't.
Okay.
Wait, show that picture again. I agree with you, Leroy. How are they giving each other a pound with the Jordan legs split in the
air? I don't think they're giving each other a pound. I think they're like almost embracing, you know? It's like a handshake, you know?
That's a pound.
No, they dapping up.
Yeah, I wouldn't call
just a couple brates in Greece.
Hey. Look, Cap for Life. There we go. Bam recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what would have made Tobin go crazy if you saw that picture and Gogi was there.
Was also in Greece.
Oh, he was. So he might have been at the. I think he was.
He's an Adidas guy.
Oh, he's an Adidas guy.
He was sitting through the bushes. He goes, "That's right, brate. Say hello."
Okay.
So just so we're clear here, Luca.
No. You can't all of a sudden talk about me fat shaming people and you sitting here doing it for Luca to try to bring only if value
LeBron,
down.
Only if LeBron wants to come here. But Luca, I'd also get away from this drama queen over here, all right? He always wants headlines. All right. Ooh. He's jealous of you.
Talk about LeBron now. He's crapping on LeBron.
Wait, do you want LeBron or no?
The man is a cat on a fence.
Right.
Okay? Listen, he's a big fat cat
I'm not a cat. I'm not a fat cat.
He could fall either way.
I don't like Mondays.
Exactly.
And I do like lasagna, but I'm not a fat cat.
Wait.
Listen, what?
Wait. We were just talking about LeBron coming here.
Right.
And now you're I don't understand. What's your angle here? What
here's the angle. Okay, let me just be clear. If Luka doesn't sign the extension, Luka, you got to get away from this drama queen, okay?
But what if LeBron's here?
Hold on. Okay. He likes to make it all about himself, okay? Passive-aggressive. It's never good enough for him, and it's not your favorite city. You know what your favorite city is, okay? Get the hell away from him, okay? LeBron, how can you trust this guy, dude? He got traded for a bag of donuts, okay? Yeah, he's skinny now. But you know he's probably on Ozempic. So once the season starts, a couple brewskis back, that calf's flaring up all of a sudden. You can't trust that. You need to be a place where you got to be well-conditioned. All right? You probably got like 5 years left in you, baby.
Wow.
So it depends.
That's crazy.
Man.
Dude.
I know we saw Sophie.
That is crazy work.
What makes this incredible? You have just told two stories that wash themselves out. So you can just roll with either story depending on what happens.
Bingo.
Now,
whatever works in your favor.
But here's what makes it amazing. He's doing it beforehand this time instead of after.
Mm-hmm.
So you win regardless.
Thank you.
No. We still know you're a fraud, though.
I'm not a fraud.
Pick a side.
Chancleta.
You can't pick a side.
You can't.
I'm on the Heat side.
I thought Shakira's hips never lied, but geez, the way you, man.
Can we put Tobin
could you imagine Tobin?
I think we need to do a bit with Tobin.
That belly dance.
Tobira.
Luca.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So we roll on here on a Tuesday.
Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go.
Man, we got that All-Star game tonight. You going to watch that?
Nope.
Me neither.
I don't. Listen, I feel the same way about Major League Baseball as I do about the NBA. And that is, the night before the All-Star game is the most exciting night.
So you like All-Star Saturday.
You yes. like All-Star
and
Saturday.
And Home Run Derby.
Yes. Mm. All the other stuff could kick rocks.
I remember the day where I was done with the MLB All-Star game, and that was when Jose Fernandez was mowing everybody down, and they were interviewing Jason Grilly the entire time. And they didn't even show Jose Fernandez. And I was like, you know what? I have nothing to see here.
He struck out everybody.
Struck out Miguel Cabrera, I think like Mike Trout and I don't know, Joe Mauer or somebody like that. Yeah. Like he just mowed, or I think it was Dustin Pedroia. He like mowed everybody down and they were like, so Jason Grilly, you were playing in Japan last year. It's like, yeah, because he was a bum. Missing the greatest pitcher in the league right now because you're talking to Jason Grilly. I never got over that.
There's a lot of things you haven't gotten over, except this LeBron thing is baffling to me.
Why?
Dude, do you not remember how...
Good fit.
Do you remember...
Oh, my God, that intangible.
Yeah, I saw that. From the Pacers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That looks like a Get Out scene.
Wait, no, no,
no. On a poster.
He looks like he's going, oh, no.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think Noah's thing is going to work out now. Who the hell is Johnny Furphy?
I know, but Johnny Furphy put Noah Esenge on a post. Oh, my God.
Wee.
And he cocked it back. Oh, my gee. You can't go. Nah, man, go home. Go to Reno.
Go back to France.
Nah, you got to go to Reno.
Look,
you got to go to Reno.
Wait,
you can't
that
stay in
right
Vegas.
There. That right there. Like.
That's a meme. That's the meme of the year right now.
Wow.
Like.
Johnny Furphy. Who the hell is this guy?
Furphy.
Australians.
And he put it behind his. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. Jesus.
Look. He trying to get
out
of
behind
that
the back?
He tried to get old boy was trying to get out of the the poster too late.
And he realized
too late. Too late.
You know how that's when you know he's like at this moment he knew he messed up.
Johnny Furphy, second round pick last year to the Pacers from Australia.
Tiny kangaroo down sport.
Who was the other? Who's the big from Australia?
Bogut.
Yeah, Andrew Bogut.
And then you have
that was another. LeBron loved him so Andrew Bogut.
And he was on there. And then when he had the Aussie intangibles, Mr. Dellavedova.
Dellavedova.
That man would.
And technically, Kyrie is Australian.
Huh?
Yes, you're right.
Kyrie is Australian.
And Ben Simmons.
Who? Kyrie.
And Ben Simmons.
Irving.
No, he was born in Australia.
He's Australian.
Oh, because his dad was a.
Hey, Leroy, I know.
He was going to play for Team Australia.
Yeah, Leroy, I know that, you know, the guy that number 45 is 47. 45, 47 likes to change, wants to change things. But if you're born somewhere, you're the citizen of that place.
Did yeah, but do? Sometimes it's the Army brat. He was an Army brat.
So was Ben Simmons, and he's Australian too.
But Ben, he's really Australian.
No, he's regular degular. He doesn't speak with an accent, but he was born in Australia.
He came to one of his first playoff series with a kangaroo chain.
Yeah, no, he's from Australia. Not like Kyrie was born in Australia. He actually played in Australia and then went to LSU. Hmm.
Irving holds dual American and Australian citizenship.
Yep.
He contemplated, he completed his college career. His father moved to Australia to play professional for the Boomers.
Of course, an Australian name of a basketball team.
Irving and his family lived in Melbourne, a summer of
coop. Where my cousin's from.
Melbourne? I don't know what the hell that
what
was.
What now?
Melbourne.
My cousin's wife Melbourne. Is from there.
Oh, wife. Okay.
Anyway.
You drink Foster? They drink a lot of Fosters out there?
I like Fosters.
Foster's Australian for beer.
I love Fosters.
No, it's too thick.
It's not that thick. It's not that thick.
Oh, Leroy, you and your
it's a
takes.
Thick can.
Yeah, like
you
the
beer takes.
I mean, that's hey, like, yo. you know what Foster's is, Vlad?
I know Foster's
white,
beer.
White people 40.
That's fair.
That's not a bad. That's not a bad comparison. That's not
we,
a bad.
We got the bull. We got red and blue. Red,
I was so excited.
Dude, red and blue.
By the
bull.
Way, old English.
Old English.
They don't make it no more.
Yeah.
I was so excited when I got.
We
the,
got OE.
Mm-hmm.
White folks got Foster.
I was so excited when I took my first road trip to Georgia in college because they didn't sell 40s in Florida.
Oh, they bought. Yeah, they right. sold, they only sold quarts down here. That, yeah. Oh man, I was so PO'd when I came down here. I'm used to 40s, and all they sold were quarts.
Yeah, I think a 32 is the highest.
32, yeah.
Hey. But like
what?
Gin and Juice, that whole album when they talk about 40s, y'all just out.
They didn't even have it down here. I'm like, how are you gonna sell quartz? I need another 0.8.
I had Bum Juice down at the Exxon down the street.
Let me tell you something about Bum Juice.
What's Bum Juice?
I only got
Cisco.
Six. No.
That wasn't Bum Juice.
MD 4040?
Yeah.
MD 2020?
Nah,
MD 44.
MD 4040. Nah, nah, nah.
Is it 2020 or 2040?
2020.
It's 2020, but nah, guys. That's Cisco? Nah, that's
Cisco.
What,
Cisco,
Cisco will, is crack.
Cisco will paint, like, it'll take the paint off your car.
Cisco is crack on liquid.
Yeah, I mean, like.
You remember The Exorcist?
Wait.
Definitely.
Mad Dog 2020 looked like window washer fluid.
Dude, I had a night on Cisco.
Or
here.
Coolant. It looked like coolant.
I had a night on Cisco here, and I ended up passed out in front of the Weber dorm over at Barry University down the road.
Mm. Oh, by the way, when you passed out on Cisco, you are knocked out.
Out.
Like, you're not getting
I
up.
I was woken up by the sprinklers like a movie.
What?
Yeah.
You just like roadside shrimp?
And my burgundy boxers.
I'm not even going to make fun of them because that's happened many times. Like you pass out and you don't even know where
somebody
you pass out.
Somebody said, don't sleep on Wild Irish Rose. That's Bum Juice
that's
right
there. That's the classiest
there.
Of
Wait,
Bum Juice.
When you buy some Wild Irish Rose or Mad Dog 2020, you got to ask that next question.
Well, that was the only place.
Can I get a paper
the
bag?
The X.
Oh, you know what? Not only a paper bag, you know what you're drinking also with that, the chaser.
Well, the
Natty Ice.
The one that's on the corner down here past the Mama Jenny's, that was the only place I wouldn't ID. So you would go in there, you know, you could like flash your Barry ID and you'd get a drink.
Shout out to all the stragglers outside of the Shell gas station in Glades Road. By FAU for all the times I needed a 40 and I wasn't of age. So you'd be like, hey, man, you want to make a quick $2? Hey, sure, man. Hey, go get me a quart. And then they would get the quart and then you give it back
hey,
to
me. Hey, the hustle is real.
Oh, the hustle is always
the hustle
real.
The hustle is real.
Dade Sal says, MD 2020 tastes like fruity battery acid.
No, I'm telling you. Dude, when you pour it, if you can't pour it into a glass. Because you got to pop the top because it's so thick. But it literally looks like coolant.
Jukebox is right. Four Loko was another one. There were drinks that made you think like RVA Richie said, you know, you $1.30, $1.35 soaking wet, and then you drink some of these things and you think, you know.
You want to fight.
You think you're Arnold Schwarzenegger all of a sudden.
Yeah. Very aggressive.
You're Rocky. You want to fight people.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go to Counting Crows, they're bringing their Complete Suites tour to Hard Rock Live July 22nd. Caller number, what do you want to do, JFig?
Caller
what? Caller number 5. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Counting Crows at Hard Rock Live on July 22nd. Take a break. Mixed Bag coming on up next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. You guys can watch us there, Hawkman Crowd and Solana. Check out their clips. Sports Day with Dan Day and Vlad.
You knew which one I was going to say. Tobin is Jason Grilly Cheese.
Grilly Cheese.
Point for Twitcher.
We got Philly cheese and Grilly Cheese.
Let's get to the mixed bag. You familiar with Mike Francesa, the Pope of sports talk radio?
Yep.
He has some thoughts on the new Superman movie. Slight spoilers, not real spoilers, slight spoilers.
I'm spoiling.
In his own way.
In his own way.
I'm spoiling.
I heard somebody say it was And then some people say it was great.
Vlad and I were debating it during the week because I've told them all people. They were like, I didn't like it. I liked it. But I think I know the reason I liked it. But I want to play Francesa first, then we can discuss.
I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was a decent. He wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay Superman.
That's five Supermans ago.
2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of
he
him.
He did.
Who wants to see Superman get beat up for
Thank
2 hours?
You.
He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific.
I
didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see. And good triumph over evil. That's Superman. A little tongue-in-cheek, a little cartoonish, a little campy. Okay, this was unmitigated garbage. First of all, early on, there's robots. I don't want robots. Okay, I don't want robots taking care of Superman. I don't. Then there's a super dog. Who
Thank
came up
you.
With a super dog? I mean, we all like dogs, okay? And I didn't like the dog getting beat on in the movie. It bothered me. But hey, who came up with a dog with a cape? When did that arrive? I watched Superman for years on television. I never saw a dog with a cape.
Wow.
He's right.
Hey.
I'm so for an old man, he is right. He is so right.
I don't know, like, I don't understand this. So, I like Superman. I thought it was a good movie, but you know, I told this to Vlad, and I think this is probably the reason. I went with my son. My son wanted to see Superman. Otherwise, I probably never would have seen Superman. My son loved the movie. My son was giving it like standing ovation. He loved Superman.
Okay.
And so I think that maybe that framed it for me, because I'm going to see Superman, so he enjoys Superman. But I've seen Superdog. Like, they just came out with that cartoon, Super Pets.
That's great.
Krypton's a thing.
Leroy, let me speak. Cause
you or got, Crypto, let, whatever the hell it is.
Ahead. I know you're a comic movie fan.
Yeah.
This was they try to modernize this Superman, which was weird. Wow, you missed like half the segment already. They try to modernize it.
Don't try to do your hair.
And it was bad. Wait a minute. In all my years, I never knew that Superman had a dog. All of a sudden, Krypty comes out of nowhere, and Krypty's is part of the show. It's like, what, you doing this for PETA? Like, it was, that's what it felt like. And then the jokes, they try to be funny, Leroy. The jokes weren't hitting. The jokes didn't hit.
I don't even remember the jokes.
Exactly. They just didn't hit. You know how in the Marvel, like, when they were funny, they were funny. It was just funny. Whoever wrote this was trying to be funny and just didn't hit. And then third.
You know what they're trying to do? Because Marvel has the incredible ability to have some humor in all their movies. And it just comes natural.
I liked it. I don't know. Right.
He has a dog that's not even his dog. It's his cousin. When Superman had a cousin.
Superman had a cousin in Smallville. That was a thing.
Super Cuz? That's what we got now?
What about Supergirl?
That is Supergirl. Supergirl is his cousin.
Yeah.
Supergirl is his cousin.
Supergirl. Hey, get that Smallville out of there.
Smallville's a good show. I like Smallville.
And then all of a sudden.
Well, it was good for like three seasons.
And then what is it? They're not even a Justice League? They're Justice something?
Well, he's figuring it out, so he's workshopping it. They're not quite the Justice League yet, because they only have the bum superheroes.
So here's the deal, right?
Spoiler alert.
Superman is one of the strongest superheroes.
He was getting his ass kicked.
It's not believable that he get his ass kicked all the time. Right? Now, was there some kryptonite involved?
I don't want to say.
You know, Lex. Yeah.
If the dog's name is
Krypton. When is there not kryptonite involved?
Yeah, right. But that's what I'm saying. Krypton, you got to figure kryptonite's involved.
And how come he can't figure out kryptonite as quick as they can figure out kryptonite hurts him?
I never understood.
Because they always figure that out, and he hasn't come up with, in all these years of Superman, he ain't figured out an antivirus, a venom or something that he could, like.
Great point.
Antivirus. It's his blood. Like,
I'm just saying.
It's part of his planet.
How could these random earthers figure out that kryptonite can hurt Superman quicker than he can figure out something to help him with it?
I don't know, because he's busy fighting crime.
How is something from your planet?
Should make you stronger.
It's radioactive.
And then all of a sudden, oh, he got to go by.
Why isn't he radioactive?
He is.
Because it's the materials, like, it's like poison. That's what it is. It's
from
poison.
His planet?
Yeah.
How can you have poison from your planet?
I don't even know Superman, and I know that. Kryptonite is radioactive part of Krypton.
I get that. But if you really think about it, it makes no sense.
Well, Dave South says it does make sense.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil that.
By the way, he was getting beat up the whole.
So anyway.
I gotta watch this for myself because you loved it, and I'm assuming you really.
No, I didn't like it, bro. I didn't like it at all. I felt
because
like they
of the dog.
Just everything. It felt like they were pandering. They were pandering to like to
read,
like.
Vlad, if you read the comics, if you read the comics, he had the dog.
Great, always, that's cool. I get it. Fine, he had the dog, but the way they made that dog was annoying. Like, the dog was annoying.
Or he was
like,
a bad dog.
Are you a cat person?
He was a bad dog.
No, I'm a dog person, but it was just not needed for the movie.
He was way more Dre than Zeus.
It was just not needed for the movie. There's just a lot of things that was just, I just give me the stuff. By the way, Superman, Clark Kent, everybody knew already. They just, like, Lois knew Clark Kent was Superman. At least in the old one, you know.
It's not an origin story, though. It's not like they're just starting to date. Like, they've been hooking up already.
Yeah, she didn't want to be with him.
Well.
That's what she said. I like Mr. Terrific. He was cool.
I like Mr. Terrific.
I thought Mr. Terrific. I didn't like Green Lantern.
See, there was what I liked.
Green Lantern. Oh, hold on.
I didn't like the character.
Green Lantern.
That guy. I didn't like who played.
Green Lantern is the bummest of all. He's worse than Aquaman.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't say that.
Green Lantern?
Nobody's worse than Aquaman.
Wait. A guy who's going to beat you with his aura?
Dude. He was great. Like, I loved Green Lantern.
Like Green Lantern.
I'm telling you right.
Green Lantern holds up his ring and wins with aura.
I'm going to tell you a lot of things. Time. Look, you and I can we can disagree. I'm never going to let you say that anybody's worse than Aquaman. Aquaman is the worst superhero of all time.
What? Jason Momoa's Aquaman was nasty work.
Dude, he sucks.
That was nasty work.
This superhero.
Are you serious?
Aquaman is useless.
Green Lantern?
All the DC comics is useless except for Batman.
Green Lantern is not from space.
He's not?
The person is from Earth.
I thought he was from space.
No. Somebody, because a rocket ship crashed, and he walked into the rocket ship, and the guy gave him the ring.
All Aquaman does is get drunk and talk to dolphins.
There's nothing wrong with
it. He can't get drunk.
Yeah, he can.
No,
yeah,
he can't get drunk. He can just degenerate. Drink. He can drink, but he can't really get drunk.
In Justice League, he was a degenerate. That's all he did.
No, he drank all the time, but he wasn't drunk.
I don't think you're right about that.
Okay.
I didn't like the movie. That's just the movie was mid.
There's a bunch of Green Lanterns. This is just Earth Green Lantern.
Oh, so it's like Spider-Man.
There's a representative of Green Lanterns all over the universe.
It's like a Green Lantern verse.
Yeah, like it's crazy.
So many lanterns.
That's like if we all went and drank water from the same water fountain, then we could be Green Lanterns.
Ponce de Leon.
He just doesn't do anything. Like, what is he gonna do? Ooh, I made the waves tall. Like, what is it? Great.
What? He could talk to the animals, dude.
Yeah, and okay.
The fish.
What does he ever do with those fish? Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Like, oh, I'm going to throw a mahi-mahi at a bad guy? Great.
No, he can have the sharks and the whales go attack him.
I'm sure. I never saw that in the movie.
Damn, Cal Rowley looks like Dave McMenamin.
He does look like Dave McMenamin. What, is he going to sell vacuums?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he's a big boy, and that picture doesn't make him look that big, right? He's a big boy.
I agree with Francesa. Maybe it's the old in me. Maybe it's the old New York in me. But I ain't like it. And I for all you people, I don't care about no Krypti, the dog. I don't care about Supergirl, the cousin. I don't care about none of that.
What did you think of Lex Luthor? Do you think he did a good job?
I didn't like him in the beginning.
I like that guy. I don't know his name.
Towards the middle and the end when you just... Because it was weird. It felt like...
Hold on, let me see.
We know that Lex Luthor's bad. So it was like... Why is he teaming up with the government and all? It was just. But he was good. He was good. I'm happy they didn't kill. Oh,
are you sure?
He was good towards the middle and the end, when you start seeing his craziness. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, in Smallville, he was his best friend, and then they turned against each other, or he turned against Superman. He was jealous of him.
But yeah, Lois Lane was cool. Jimmy was cool. Jimmy was a playboy.
I think that was the most unbelievable thing.
Jimmy was a playboy. I was like, what?
Jimmy's slaying Astron for source material.
What? Jimmy's killing him out there. Jimmy is killing him out there. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, man. Somebody says, where was it? This show talking about comic books is the equivalent to NPR breaking down O-line work.
Nah.
Oh, this guy's in a lot of stuff. Nicholas Holt.
Who's that, the new Superman?
No.
Oh, Lex Luthor. Yeah. He did a good job.
He also says, in case you didn't know, Aquaman can control water, even the water in your body. Okay, dude. I've never seen that.
No, he can.
The water.
Oh, he can? Yeah, he's never used that move ever. I've seen two Aquamans. When does he do that? Was it before or after the Pitbull song?
Wait. I also do believe that Aquaman should not be able to survive in the desert.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Like Aquaman. There's nothing that threw me off in that movie than Aquaman with Aquawoman, whoever that was with him. Both of them are water dwellers standing in the middle of the desert and not dying because no water.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.